You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Gordon Brown, Gary Capewell and Chris Pimlott in the studio. It's Goodwood, Redcar and Perth on Wednesday afternoon, and all weather action in the evening from Kempton Park. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Kevin O'Malley. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, Mark. Yeah, not too bad at all.
Good man. Bit of news to start with, as we usually do, and then we'll get stuck into four races on Wednesday. The front page news, as we record this, is the retirement of Robert Thornton.
Yes.
The latest in quite a growing line of recent retirements as well.
Well, this is one that has been pretty quiet, really. It's been kept quiet, but I think we've been expecting it to come, really. You know, unfortunately, injury has taken over, and I think, you know, he tried to come back for a while in a... I think maybe a little bit of confidence was lacking as well in the saddle. You know, he didn't have that real hunger and desire that he did in the past. And, you know, when he had that injury again, you know, it's a case of self-preservation. But, you know, he was a tremendous rider in his day, you know, legendary in terms of his achievements at Cheltenham in particular. And, you know, his association with Alan King is what he's well known for. And some of the horses that they've, you know, been involved with are just... you know, top class stuff. So the likes of My Way, the Souls and Viper, Ustedes, you know, all spring to mind. So yeah, I'd be ashamed to see him, to lose him, but I understand he'll stay in the game. So good luck to him.
Yeah, it's as you alluded to there, really. It's been coming for probably about 2 years now, hasn't it? He's really struggled with injuries. They've just taken the toll. He's had real bad luck with the injuries, hasn't he? And I suppose it's no real surprise, but on his day, he was very good, wasn't he, Robert Thornton?
Well, he had a lot of natural ability. You know, his father was a well-known huntsman, and a lot of natural ability and a really good clock in his head, especially around the top tracks. You know, and he was top class, and it's a shame to see him. You know, he's only 37. You know, he had another good 10 years there if he. But yeah, I mean, these things happen, and I'm sure that he's got a young family, and I'm sure he has a bright future outside of race riding, but within racing still.
Yeah. So we wish Chock all the best for the future. Bit of other news to touch on as well. A horse that we won't see this time. The Stewards' Cup winner in the past, High Class handicapper Intrinsic, has been retired to stud as well. Just a bit of news there.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and breaking news today as well, as we record this, in terms of the ARC, postponed, won't run.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a little bit of argy-bargy, and he's going to be moving yards, and so it's no surprise really to see that the owner might have just taken a decision to pull stumps on his horses for the season and to let them settle into their new yard. You know, the ARC is a big race and he's a high-profile horse, so
yeah.
I'm not sure there's any injuries involved there. We haven't heard anything like that, so... Yeah, it's a shame to not have him in the race, especially after winning his trial. But
yeah, do you think he'd have had a chance? Would he have been one you were siding with? Do you lose much as a punting angle?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. I think he's an admirable performer, but I think there's four or five horses there that have the real top class, that real class that you need in the ARC that I think he just lacks. But who knows? He won a trial well. He's a King George winner. You can't take anything away from him. But he wouldn't be for me in the race.
Okay. Let's have a quick look ahead as well, just a glance towards the weekend action, because we've got some big races coming up. We'll move on to the Cambridge in a minute. It's a bit of a pin-sticker's job, isn't it, at the moment? But we'll start with the Middle Park, because it looks a one-horse booking in respect. I know there's quite a few still in there in the decks, but Shalar 4-7 with us at the moment, and very popular at the head of the market from what I can gather.
Well, he came of age in the Richmond Stakes at Goodwood, you know, a really tremendous specimen, and he was imperious then in the pre-morning next time out, and yeah, he's trading the odds on, and it's going to be very difficult to beat him in any sprint race. He, you know, it's good that this Commonwealth Cup is in the pipeline for these types of horses now who have real speed, who, you know, normally might be targeted at something like the Guineas. But, you know, you can be sure that the Commonwealth Cup at Royal Ascot next year would probably be a bit more like his big race target. So, as I say, he's a tremendous talent, and it'll take something really special to beat him.
Right, Shalar 4-7 looks a worthy favourite as well for the middle park. Let's have a quick glance at the Cambridgeshire then. Bronze Angel at the head of the market at 8-1, 10-1 for Portage, 14s for Earth Drummer and GM Hopkins, 16-1 for Absale and Nafaka, 20s or bigger for the others. Any there at the top end of the market that have caught your interest?
Well, I like Portage. William Buick is booked to ride that one, and, you know, I mean, he's got the profile of an improving kind of horse that should run a big race, really. Just from further down the market, actually, there was a thing, he's about 20-1. Duncha, as some people might pronounce it. I think we can forgive him for his run at Goodwood last time out. He ran a cracker at Royal Ascot behind Heaven's Guest before that, and he's about 20-1, so if he gets there in one piece, he'd be one that I'd be looking at a bigger price. But yeah, you know, there's three up there: Bronze Angel, Portage, GM Hopkins at the top of the market. Bronze Angel going for his third win in the race. But from the top, if I had a gun to my head, I'd have to go with Portage at this stage.
Yeah. Mickey Halford's been talking up the chances of Portage as well in the news, saying that he's
he's a highly regarded horse. Yeah. I mean, Joe, the race, the Joel Stakes on Friday, that looks like it could be a belter, Mark. Time test, Richard Pankhurst, yeah. Tourmore custom cut. So, yeah, another race there to keep in mind for listeners.
Yeah, plenty to look forward to towards the back end of the week. We're going to focus on Wednesday's action right now, though. Well, in a moment or two, actually. Just any other news that's caught your eye? Do you want to mention anything before we move on?
No, well, I mean, just in the Racing Post today, there were talking about this potential duel in the Dewhurst between Air Force Blue and Emotionless.
Yeah.
You know, the old Coolmore versus Godolphin setup. And I hope that happens, because Air Force Blue has really came of age of late, and Emotionless has this real air of, he kind of has an aura of specialness about him. You know, he doesn't quite have the form of the Coolmore horse, but I think Emotionless could be a real special horse. So if they can get there in one piece, we could be down for up for a real showdown. I think that's on the 10th of October, so in a couple of weeks' time. But yeah, something to look forward to as well.
Yeah, Air Force Blue 11-8 at the top of the market for the Dewhurst at the moment. Emotionless 6-4. The winner of that will be the winter favourite for next year's Classics, I imagine.
Oh, without a doubt.
But I've seen Emotionless on both of his starts now, and you say the aura of a special horse. He just goes through the gears easily, doesn't he?
He does it very easily.
Impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these are babies, Mark. Yeah. You know, they're only 2-year-olds, and for to see a horse like that just have such natural ability, and he's so unfurnished as well. You can see that he's not giving it absolutely everything that he has, and you can just see that twinkling in Appleby's eye as well when he's talking about him. So, yeah, there's a lot to be excited about from both of those colts for sure.
Yeah, well, one other in the betting there, Massart, 16-1 in the betting. I'm not even sure he'll go to the race, but I just want to get your thoughts on that, because you were in the studio when he won on Monday. Were you impressed with him?
Absolutely. You know, he, again, a real bull of a horse, real physical specimen. He's at a really good yard with Barry Hills, and again, just that real natural ability that you like to see, and he just oozes 2,000 guineas type as soon as you look at him.
Yeah.
16-1, you say?
Yeah.
That's not a bad price. You know, I wouldn't put anybody off having a few quid on that if you're looking for a little anti-post view.
Okay.
I'd suggest that he might just be a little bit of value there.
All right, good work. Let's leave it there. Let's get stuck into Wednesday's action. Kevin's going to look at four races for us, and we'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to look at a couple of races at Goodwood. We've also got a race at Perth and one at Kempton in the evening as well. So we'll go through them in chronological order. The 3:45 at Goodwood is the Foundation Stakes, which is a listed race over almost a mile and a quarter. It's for 3-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 8 here. Who do you want to start with in there, Kevin?
Yeah, an interesting tie. It's an interesting race. The top horse, Bassem, comes here wearing cheek pieces, and he's stepping up in trip again. He's probably worth another look at this trip, but I'm just not completely convinced that that's what he wants, and I'm not too sure. You know, the cheek pieces are there to help him settle, and he'd probably go off favourite, but I'd be keen to take a little bit of a view against him. It's nice to see David Livingston back. If he produced the form that saw him beat Telescope and Noble Mission a couple of years ago, he'd be a certainty here, but he's been off for a long time and lost his way a bit. Horla Combat and Wannabe Euros. They haven't been finishing off their races very, very well recently. And again, the one that I was looking at was Battalion. He's better known for his winning escapades on the all-weather. He's a Churchill Stakes winner at Lingfield. He wasn't seen since flopping in the John Smith Cup, and he returned to action at 25-1 in a pretty good race at Windsor last time out behind Racing History. And ran a really nice race for much of the contest and finished third there. And I just think that this horse could still have a little bit more to offer on the turf. So I'm not sure what the price will be. We're probably looking at about 3 or 4 to 1 on the day, and I think that might represent a little bit of value if that's what it is.
Okay, taking on the likely favourite then, signing with Battalion in the 3.45. The 4.20 at Goodwood next. This one is a Class 2 handicap over a mile and a half. It's for the 3-year-olds and older. A few of these arriving in pretty good form as well. It's quite an interesting little race.
It is. You know, you've got the likes of Sanocki and Star, First Mohican, them kind of exposed but talented handicappers, the ones that are going to keep any potential improvers very honest. Castle Coombe comes here on the back of a win last time out, but I just think that this scrutinise down is crept into the race down at the bottom, and I couldn't have been more impressed with that horse last time out. You know, intense focus as a sire, generally they're all about speed, but this one stayed the mile and four trip at Thirsk really, really well. The leader in that race came into the straight and really got him on the stretch. They were going a good clip, and the rest of them in behind just struggled to go. But Scrutinise just absolutely cruised up and stretched away in the style of a horse that is really starting to find its feet. So I think that'll just about be my best bet amongst these four races tomorrow, Scrutinise.
Okay, Scrutinise, the best bet. Good jockey booking as well in Paul Hannigan, I think.
It's never a negative to have Hannigan on board.
No, is it? Hannigan the Manigan. The 5.15 at Perth next. This one is A Class 3 handicap chase. It's for the Duke of Athol Challenge Cup. It's over just short of 3 miles. Field of 8 here. Is there an each way angle in there, or did you like something to win?
By the boardwalk and Border Breaker, I mean, I just think they're both a little, they have questions to answer. By the boardwalk might be weighted up to the hills. Border Breaker benefited for a drop in trip last time out and steps up in trip again, so I'm not sure that that's ideal. But he did win last time out, so he's... That will have boosted his confidence. But I've always liked King of the Walls. Jefferson's yard has been a little bit quiet of late, so that is a little bit of a concern. But the horse can go well fresh. Jumps really well, stays well, and on his day, I think he's just a little bit better than these. So if he can be produced fit on the day, I think he'll be quite difficult to beat.
That's
King of the Walls, the top horse.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time for King of the Walls. He's got ability, hasn't he?
He does.
Always quite...
Yeah, sometimes he loses his way a bit. But when he is on his day, he does jump. He's a natural chaser, you know.
Yeah, and like I say, he goes well fresh. He won first two races out last season.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. King of the Walls and the selection in the 5.15. And the final race is the 8.25 at Kempton. This is a Class 3 handicap. It's part of the London Middle Distance Series qualifiers. It's over a mile and 3 furlongs, and it's for the 3-year-olds. 7 in the lineup here. Kevin, which one's Floaty Boat?
Yeah, I found the race a little bit difficult, a little bit tricky, but I mean, James Fanshawe's yard are absolutely flying at the moment. I mean, he can't stop firing in winners, Madeira, Return Ace. There was another one the other day, Star Storm, Ribbons at the Cora. You know, the yard is really, really going well, and I was keen on Osipova. Hated soft ground at Goodwood last time out on its handicap debut, but was much better at Kempton on her maiden before that. Returns to Kempton, so, you know, they're taking a no-nonsense approach there, the fact that she didn't handle Goodwood or the ground that day. And with the yard flying and back at a track that we know the horse acts on, I just think that probably just about my bet in the race.
Osipova then in the 8.25. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a summary. Kevin, if you'll spin us through your selections for Wednesday one more time.
Yeah, no problem. At Goodwood, the 3.45, I'm looking at Battalion to build on it. A fair run at Windsor last time out. The 4.20 can go the way of Scrutinise, who seems to be improving at a rate of knots, was really impressive at Thirsk last time out. In the 5.15 at Perth, King of the Walls goes well fresh and is a chaser of some ability on his day. And finally, in the 8.25 at Kempton, I'm looking at Osipova to continue a real hot streak for James Fanshawe.
Superb. Good work, Kevin. Been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good luck and enjoy it on Wednesday.
Will do. Cheers.
There you go. The thoughts of Kevin O'Malley on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Gordon Brown, Gary Capewell and Chris Pimlott will be the team in the studio. It's Goodwood, Redcar and Perth on Wednesday afternoon and all weather action in the evening from Kempton Park. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Wednesday's racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.